The Australian government has proposed what some say is the world's most ambitious carbon trading program. It would force the country's 1,000 worst polluters to buy carbon dioxide permits and would cover about 75% of emissions. The aim is to curb greenhouse gas pollution by between 5 and 25% by 2020. The plan needs the approval of Australia's upper house of parliament, the Senate. A recent vote, however, saw the plan defeated by an unusual alliance of Greens who think the program doesn't go far enough to protect the environment and conservative lawmakers who say it will damage industry and cost jobs. Undeterred, Climate Change Minister Penny Wong says the government will try again to have the legislation passed.
We will bring this bill back before the end of the year because we on this side understand we have to start the economic transformation we need. If we don't, this nation goes to Copenhagen with no means to deliver our targets. And if we don't, the message to Copenhagen would be that Australia is once again going backwards on climate change.
Conservative politicians think that Australian businesses, especially the dominant resources sector, will lose their competitive edge under the government's carbon trading program. Federal opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull proposes a different plan that he says would help both the economy and the environment. However, he says the climate change minister rejected it.
We put forward some very constructive suggestions. We put forward a report only a few days ago which showed some alternatives that would make for a scheme that was greener, cheaper and smarter. A greener, cheaper and smarter scheme, and she just dismissed it out of hand and said it was a mongrel idea.
There is hope that a compromise can be reached to allow the carbon trading mechanism to pass through the Senate. The opposition and the government have struck a deal to approve the part of the climate legislation that sets renewable energy targets. It means 20% of Australia's power supply must come from renewable sources by 2020. But there's still no agreement on the more contentious legislation covering carbon trading, which still divides Australia's parliament. If the political impasse continues, it could trigger an early election. The debate over emissions trading has prompted a flurry of research into how Australia, which relies heavily on coal to generate electricity, can reduce pollution. The mining industry is spending vast amounts to find ways to produce coal that burns more cleanly. James McGregor is a government scientist who says that storing carbon emissions deep underground is one way forward.
What we do is when we compress the carbon dioxide at the back end of the capture plant, we compress to what's known as a supercritical liquid. So a supercritical liquid is at room temperature. It has the density of a solid, behaves like a liquid. So we can use standard pumping systems to move carbon dioxide around.
Australia, one of the world's worst per capita emitters of greenhouse gases, also is pursuing renewable energy options, including wind, solar, geothermal and tidal power. Much of the debate has focused on Australia's vulnerability to climate change, which many scientists say is worsened by human emissions of greenhouse gases, mostly from burning coal and oil. Warmer temperatures are expected to change weather patterns, causing more droughts and floods in parts of the world. But a former senior official of the World Bank thinks the needs of developing countries must be urgently considered. David Freestone, who's visiting Australia, says that poorer economies feel the full force of a shifting climate.
There's big floods in China and India. You see in Africa the increased desertification now in the Sahelian regions, south of the Sahara. The incidence of droughts, and Australia knows this more than anyone, I would imagine, that the incidence of droughts has radically increased. 50% of the earth could be suffering droughts within the next 50 years.
In Australia, climate change sceptics say that warming temperatures are part of a natural cycle and are not influenced by man's use of fossil fuels. The majority of Australians disagree and want their political leaders to take a decisive stand against global warming that many believe has the potential to inflict more severe damage. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.